I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Governor Robert Bentley is giving lawmakers what he calls an unvarnished view of the cuts to state government that'll occur without a new source of revenue. The governor sent a memo to each member of the Alabama legislature last night. That memo describes the emergency operation plans state agencies have produced in response to a draft budget that lawmakers have been reviewing. The reductions on the table include the layoff of more than 1,000 state employees, including 600 court employees and 132 law enforcement officers. State troopers will potentially close 13 trooper posts. The prison system would close two facilities. The Department of Mental Health will reduce or end service for 24,000 people with mental illnesses. 15 of Alabama's 22 state parks would close. Bentley has prepared a detailed proposal that would raise an estimated $541 million in new tax revenue, but legislators have not yet acted on any aspect of that proposal. The First Lady of the United States of America will be making a stop in Alabama in just a couple of weeks. APR's Mackenzie Bates tells us where she'll be.
Michelle Obama will deliver the commencement address at Tuskegee University, a historically black university in the Yellowhammer State, on May 9th. This will be the first of three graduation ceremonies the First Lady will speak at this year. Mrs. Obama will also deliver remarks at Oberlin College and King College Prep, a high school in her hometown of Chicago. The White House says Oberlin and King were chosen because of their video submissions to two commencement challenges issued by Mrs. Obama last fall. Schools had to show their commitment to college mentoring and helping students get financial aid. Mrs. Obama will speak at Oberlin May 25th and King College Prep June 9th. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates in Tuscaloosa.
Today is Earth Day, and the Birmingham Botanical Gardens will be hosting events that are both environmental and patriotic. The gardens will host a USO-style show tonight in honor of veterans who fought in World War II. The event will also spotlight the victory gardens that families grew during the war to provide both food and a morale boost. Dawn Coleman is the education coordinator at the gardens. She says there will also be a follow-up event this weekend.
We have a second Earth Day celebration on April 25th, which is Saturday, which is open to the public, and it's going to have pretty much all of the same people that are going to be there Wednesday. They're going to be doing activities for the kids, and we're going to get the kids really hands-on involved with community gardens and how to grow things at their own home.
Earth Day at the Birmingham Botanical Gardens is both free and open to the public. Now over to Richard Scott for today's forecast.
Temperatures warm back in the upper 70s this afternoon. Going to be a mild day. Look for partly sunny sky. Small chance for a stray shower or two this afternoon. The better rain chance occurs tonight and early on Wednesday. Not a total rain event. Not everybody's going to get rain. Expect mild conditions through at least Friday. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.